Progress is made. Pass the word.
Now hear this. Now hear this. From coast to coast and over the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Network, it's music and song in the spirit of the American Blue Jacket. All hands, stand by.
Hearties, this is Jackson Weaver speaking from the usual rendezvous point of the Navy Hour, the historic sail loft of the Naval Gun Factory in the nation's capital. We have a sparkling cargo of melody and song coming your way during the next few minutes, so draw up that deck chair and enjoy the cruise. Your shipmates include Anita Ellis, lovely singing star of radio and motion pictures, Julius LaRosa, gifted young Navy band baritone, and music by the world-famous United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Lieutenant Commander Charles Brentler, conductor. A traditional parade ground favorite for soldiers and blue jackets, the stirring, smart-tempoed 10th Regiment March. Of the colorful West Indies indulge in dancing, they believe in making it an all-out effort, rivaling even the gyrations of the American jitterbug. The United States Navy Band brings you the bright rhythm and tempo of one of the best known of these West Indian dances, Bambula.
Thank you.
Enrico Caruso, the great dramatic tenor of the Metropolitan Opera, recorded an Italian melody of rare beauty during the height of his great career. That recording is now a collector's item, but the melody, with new American lyrics, may soon be in contention for hit parade honors. Julius LaRosa, the Navy Band's handsome new vocalist, sings Forbidden Love.
Your lips can never quite be mine. I mustn't kiss your trembling lips divine. That you must be forbidden love to me. Such sweet forbidden ecstasy to me. I do, and be denied the loveliness of you. Your haunting eyes have put the stars to shame. Your tender sighs have set my soul aflame, but you're not mine, so you must ever be forbidden.
Nicely done, Julius. Let's hope you're not forbidden too long. Raymond Scott made a lasting name for himself with his clever musical creations. An outstanding example is this unusual composition, fashioned to delight children of all ages. Toy Trumpet. Thank you. You know, it's nice to have a tune with a title that contains its own descriptive adjectives. Now, beyond informing you that the orchestra of the United States Navy Band is going to play, all we're going to say is sweet and lovely. Let's see if this sprightly number fills the bill. It's Jazz Pizzicato. Thank you.
takes a little bit of careful explaining, so have a little patience with me, will you? Have you ever heard Rita Hayworth sing in the movies? For instance, she had several songs in the picture Gilda. But the voice didn't actually belong to Miss Hayworth. No, no. The songs you heard were sung by Anita Ellis. And then in the singing voice of Vera Ellen, the picture Three Little Words. Well, that wasn't really Miss Ellen. No, that was Miss Anita Ellis. And we're very happy indeed to have Anita Ellis as our special guest today on the Navy Hour. Anita, we're very proud of you for the fact that during the last year you've gained the title of Sweetheart of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Now, just how'd that come about?
Well, I had a program called Songs Overseas that the Army recorded.
Uh-huh.
Because the men who were fighting overseas sent so many requests for songs that Armed Forces Radio decided it would be a very good little show, and they called it Personal Album. And I suppose I did so many of them,
uh-huh.
And it became so popular that President Roosevelt sent me a citation, and the Armed Forces Radio Service called me the sweetheart of the AFRS.
Well, that's great. Say, I know that our listeners of the Navy Hour remember your songs in the Red Skelton Show, Anita, and your regular appearance with Jack Carson, Skitch Henderson, Andy Russell, many others on programs beamed across the country. Well, how about records? Are you making any?
I'm glad to say, Jackson, that I recorded the recent Mercury release of I'm Yours. Oh. I also have an album of show favorites sung with Fred Astaire.
Well, how about your present activities, Anita?
A few months back, Jackson, I got the yen to leave California and go to New York to act.
Well.
And it's sort of like starting all over again in a way, except that all the students in Sandy Meisner's class are professionals, and we kind of want to learn a new phase of show business, I suppose.
Well, that's certainly an interesting story, Anita. I know that we'll be seeing your name, Anita Ellis, on the marquees along Broadway very, very, very soon.
I hope so. If the men of the Navy Band have assumed their battle stations, Jackson, I'd like to sing that wonderful ballad by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, All the Things You Are.
That makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. Are the angel glow that lights a star, the dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine. Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beat the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. Breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the star. The dearest things I know of what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine.
Hey, that was really great, Anita. Do you have another song?
A Cole Porter song, You Do Something to Me.
You do something to me, something that really mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me that nobody else could do. You do something to me, something that really mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that, voodoo that. You always do so well, for you do something to me that no.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Anita Ellis, for being our guest today on the Navy Hour. The Navy Hour comes to an exciting finale with the Billboard March. plate. Pass the word.
Now hear this. The Navy Hour will be on the air next week, same time, same station. All hands are requested to attend.
Navy Hour, featuring the United States Navy Band and Ben Mitchell Morris, has been another presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.